WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Last week on this season's first new edition of Saturday Night Live, producer Lorne Michaels asked Rudy Giuliani if it's okay to be funny. After a somber opening, the cast returned to humorous sketches, but the sketches avoided the terrorist attacks and their aftermath, and Will Ferrell did not do his impersonation of President Bush. He says he plans to do a Bush sketch this weekend. We called Will Ferrell earlier today. Now, lots of the jokes when you do Bush have been about him being not very bright
right.
and very kind of frat boy. Are you going to think that's appropriate or inappropriate now?
Well, I mean, so much of our approach is in a way taking what the perception is and then turning it back around and you know, regurgitating it to the audience. Obviously, we don't think that is so much the perception anymore. So it'll probably change somewhat. I know the piece this week actually is more of a take charge Bush and kind of playing more off of that. So, at least initially that might be the new angle.
Has September 11th made you think differently about satire than you ever thought before, about what the function of it is, what the bounds of taste are?
Yeah, it really has. Last night was our read-through night where we read through all the sketches that have been written, and there's the first cut, if you will, of what's going to be done. And usually a group of us go out and grab a bite to eat, and we ran into to one of the writers on Conan O'Brien because they're in the same building, and we kind of just had this shared discussion of checking in with each other, like, how are you guys doing, and back and forth, and pretty much the topic of conversation was how slowly kind of getting back to work, trying to kind of get back into the swing of things, and at times feeling like you're getting it back, like you're feeling like you're being able to come up with funny stuff, and yet, at least at this point, it's still kind of flavored with this thing of sitting at your computer, saying to yourself, "Is this ultimately really that funny? Is anything still that funny?" And that's been the hardest thing to kind of fight through.
Now, you're in the new movie Zoolander, which is a spy comedy.
Right.
It's set in New York, and there are skyline scenes, and the World Trade Center has been, I guess, digitally erased from the scenes. I assume it's digitally.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you think that was the right choice to take it out?
You know, I went and saw it last Sunday with an audience here in Manhattan, and I noticed those skyline shots, and Ben Stiller had in fact told me that he had to go back and kind of lift those out, and you know, at first my reaction was like, oh, of course, that's the right thing to do, and then I wondered as I watched it what would have been the reaction from the audience had those buildings been left in. Would it have been, you know, an audible gasp, or would it have been more of a homage to those, you know, tall skyscrapers?
Right. Are you performing at the Carnegie Hall Comedy Benefit Monday? And if so, what are you going to do?
Yes, I am, and I'm still trying to think of that. Jerry Seinfeld was nice enough to call me to ask me to be the MC of the evening, and he pretty much, you know, prefaced it by saying you can be funny or you don't have to be or whatever. So I you know what, I'm kind of just leaving that up to the last minute in terms of what I'm gonna do or say. I'm not a stand-up comic, so I don't usually get up there and do the hey, how's everyone doing type of shtick. So I'll probably think of a few things that I'll try. Otherwise, it's probably not my job so much to be hilarious as it is to just kind of greet people and say hello and get the show going. You know.
Any chance you'll do it in persona as President Bush?
No. Well, I was trying to think if there was any Bush material I could do, but probably not. I may try to sing at some point as Robert Goulet.
That's always good.
So that's always good.
That's always a good thing.
You can always go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song do you think would be appropriate?
What kind of fool am I? I don't know. That would be nice, maybe.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Gosh, thank you.
And good luck this weekend on Saturday Night Live, and
okay.
Good luck Monday.
Thanks, Terry.
Will Ferrell is a cast member of Saturday Night Live, and he co-stars in the new movie Zoolander. This is Fresh Air.